I suppose for me, Advent is a season of great expectation, and sometimes when we look at the children and our own families, they tend to just tune into that sense of expectation. There are parties, there's Christmas lights, there's Christmas trees. So, you know, it's appropriate that there be a sense of expectation. We're heading towards the darkest, coldest time of the year, but to harness that for them and to actually focus on the Christian, the Christ in Christmas. And things that have worked in the past have been Chris Kindles, Empty Manger, Advent Reads, Jesse Tree, Stories of Christmas.
Is there any of them particularly today you'd like to highlight?
Well, I think what I would like to actually just give a quick rundown of maybe just a few of them. Chris Kindle, I'm sure everybody is aware of. And Chris Kindle, of course, means Christ Child. And it's a time, the first Sunday in Advent is a great time for the family to put the names in a hat and pick out their Chris Kindle. And that could go hand in hand with the lighting of the Advent wreath. And just to focus on, you know, acts of love, acts of kindness for their Chris Kindle. And, you know, at the very end, perhaps a little present, but just on a daily basis to do something for your Chris Kindle, and maybe each of the Sundays in Advent that you light the candles, that you actually reflect on things that, you know, you could do. Another lovely folklore and custom that I love is taking the empty manger. And during Advent, if the child has performed an act of kindness, they are allowed of their own volition to go and to put a little bit of straw in the manger, so that when the baby Jesus does come on Christmas Eve, the empty manger has been filled with love, it's been filled with acts of love, and it's on that bed of love that the baby Jesus is placed.
If you had a few children, how much straw would you need?
Well, how long is a piece of string? Maybe not even straw. Maybe little raffia often works, that they just cut up little pieces of raffia. It could even be taking an evergreen just to put under the little manger that's there. Get them to get a little cheese box, something like that, and to create their own. They may even get a little doll that this is their special place to put the empty manger, but just so that they focus on love, they focus on putting in something. And when I spoke about mentioned the Advent wreath, I mean, the Advent wreath is a wonderful opportunity, I think, on a Sunday. I know people say that we should do something every day in Advent, but in reality, we're all buzzing around, we're glorified chauffeurs, you're going to music, to ballet, to rugby, to soccer. So I think that a Sunday, probably a Sunday dinner, a Sunday lunch, is a lovely time, just once a week, to focus on lighting that Advent wreath and have it as the table centre, just for Advent. The other thing that I love doing is the Jesse tree. Jesse tree is one of my favourite of all, and I think what you can do is actually customise, because children love tracing their roots. They love talking about their grannies, their grandads, their great grandads. But just over the course of even each of the Sundays in Advent or a Saturday, that you just go through some of the figures in the Jesse tree. Of course, they will love the story of Genesis, of Adam and Eve. They love the story of Noah. They love the story of Jesse, of David, of Solomon, of Joseph and the friendly of the multicolored coat. So there are plenty of those characters that you could focus. The other thing is just to focus on some of the scripture and using symbols from that. And that also brings me in nicely to having characters, because I suppose the three special people of Advent are Isaiah the prophet, John the Baptist, and Mary. And coming up to Christmas and Advent, a lot of people do lay claim to our hearts. We've got family and friends that we love keeping in touch with maybe once a year by sending a card. It's also a time that we focus on, you know, those less well off than ourselves. So it's very much a time that people are in our hearts. And even just to focus on those three people, John the Baptist, Isaiah, and Mary.
One of the great things that people love to do before Christmas is decoration. Would you have any advice on how to put up the decorations, maybe in a type of a little religious background?
Indeed, there's one thing I love about stories of Christmas, and of course we all know the wonderful story about the spider at Christmas, which is that Mary and Joseph were fleeing into Egypt and Herod and the soldiers were close on their heels. They went into a cave and the baby Jesus started crying, and he woke up a spider who then went and spun the web and covered the mouth of the cave. And when Herod and the soldiers came to the cave, the soldiers were about to lash through with their swords, and of course the head soldier said, "Don't be silly, look at the frost, look at the spider's web, how could they get in there?" And of course that is why we put tinsel, because the tinsel is the sparkle and it's a symbol of the spider on the tree.